Are you 50 plus, stuck in the 9-to-5 world and looking for something more fulfilling? Maybe you've already retired and are seeking a new purpose in life. Have you thought about starting your own business? Welcome to Silver Linings with your host, Karen George, here on Inspired News Radio. During each show, Karen will talk with fascinating people who've started new businesses after the age of 50. You'll hear their stories, find out what prompted them to start their businesses, and hopefully take away some nuggets of wisdom that will assist you in the search of your own silver linings. And now, the host of Silver Linings, Karen George.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Silver Linings. My guest today is Wendy Lee. Wendy is a transformational coach and influential speaker. She actually left her successful corporate job last summer to start her own business called Leadership Revolution. It's a leadership training for women. Welcome, Wendy.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having me today. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too. I would like for you to start us off by telling us about your life and, oh my gosh, what a life you've had. Last night in preparation for our conversation, I watched the 2-minute video on your website, and gosh, it's just incredible all the things that you've been through, all the adversity and challenges that you've had to face in your life, and you actually went through your own transformation. So I am very interested, and I'm sure our listeners will too, to hear more about your story. So please share with us your life story.
I would love to. So as you mentioned in the video, I kind of equate my life story to a Jerry Springer episode, maybe like 10 episodes. It really is a story that everybody has, because every single human being has a story. And where we are formulated today, that's all back track to our childhood. So in a nutshell, there was a lot of trauma and dysfunction that was in our family. Everything from drug abuse, alcoholism, divorce, sexual trauma. Just their parents had a difficult time parenting because of their trauma that they didn't clear. And so basically I kind of went through life, and I call it a split personality. Part of my personality was, okay, I have to survive from one day to the next. That was my intrinsic support of my soul saying, okay, I'm going to get you from today till tomorrow. And then the other part was, okay, well, I'm not really picking up on the love and the safety from my household. So how am I going to go about to fill those holes? And so I had this split personality where I was a very much like I was the good kid. I always did everything right. I never wanted to get into trouble. I over excelled in school because I found out early that when I did that, I would get that attention, which I mistook for love. And because I just basically went from one tragic situation to another, there wasn't any time for healing or understanding about it. I just thought, okay, this is the way everybody lives.
That must have been so exhausting, having to be like two different people at the same time.
It's interesting because I had no clue that I was doing that. I was just in survival mode. And when you're in survival mode, you're not really thinking or observing it. And you're also a kid. Right? So you're still in that kid's mind. It wasn't until I got older that systematically things would show up and I would wonder, why is that happening? Or why do I feel that way? Or like a lot of women do, you know, we may blame ourselves, like, I can't believe I keep acting that way or making the same mistake. So that's how it kind of showed up for me. And it would show up in my personal relationships, where maybe that wasn't so successful, and would also show up at work where I would just uber perform and uber do everything, sometimes to the detriment of myself, like, you know, working 60 hours a week or putting myself through school and working 3 jobs. That was just part of the deal.
Wow.
And I feel like a lot of women compensate that way for not feeling good enough or having a good sense of themselves.
Wow.
So it basically led me up. The great thing is that it definitely helped me to propel in the corporate world. I started working very early. I actually started working when I was 13, but in the corporate arena when I probably about when I was 22. And the last 20 years of my corporate life, I moved all the way up to a senior vice president of HR.
Wow.
That's pretty freaking awesome to get yes. that, you know, so there are some benefits to being in that grind, but there was also some things that I kept wondering, why am I keep landing here? And I was still in some of those unhealthy responses in my life. And the culmination of it is that I was going through a divorce. And again, why is this happening? How come I can't get the relationship thing going? So successful at work. And I just kind of just threw my hands up. Like it was this literal thing to the universe of, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. And just by putting that offering out there, I started having an awareness of self-development. I didn't even have a sense of self. Mm-hmm. You know, how would I, with all the trauma and tragedy, how would I have even created that for myself? So I started getting this relationship with myself and connecting with basically coaches or people that were on that transformational journey. And I went to my very first transformational retreat. I did not know that what it was, mm-hmm. but that in itself really shifted my perspective. It downloaded an idea of me of masculine and feminine energy. And
what is that exactly?
Yeah. So, you know, most people, when they think of masculine and feminine, like you might think, you know, masculine, you know, muscular and this kind of thing. And maybe feminine is sweet and soft. Yes, those are kind of the aesthetic parts of it. But really, masculine energy is our proving and our doing and our overachieving, our accomplishing. And the feminine part is our intuition, our compassion, ability to go with the flow instead of trying to make things happen. And I realized that that's what I was doing in my life to survive. And at work, I was in uber masculine. Like I could take care of anything. I was in control of everything. But it was also self-preservation to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that awareness for me definitely was a pivot point for me on my journey.
And what about what age were you at that time?
So at that time, I was probably in my late 40s, maybe on the other side of 45, 46, 47. And I really started making it part of my daily practice to take care of myself and rediscover myself. Because one thing that I think we fall in the trap is we think there's something wrong with us. There's nothing wrong. It's just buried. You know, we're born fresh and clean and like a blank slate. You know, when you look at toddlers or little kids, they have so much freedom in their life. Mm-hmm. And we have all these things, all of the outside forces, you know, our parents, our environment, our school, everything that's kind of saying how we should act, how we should react. And at some point, there's still this desire within us that doesn't go away of truly reconnecting back to that pure innocence of not having all that other stuff to tell us how we're supposed to be.
Being in human resources, you had to deal with a lot of people on a daily basis. So how did your personal transformation, how did that influence your work life?
Yeah, that's an awesome question, Karen, because it literally was, I went on this retreat. Now, mind you, I've always been a very kind, considerate person, but I was also in my boss mode, mm-hmm. you know, which is pretty direct and pretty, you know, let's get this done. But I was liked, I was well liked.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got back from the retreat, I mean, I used to wear two-piece suits, and I started wearing dresses to work just because I was trying to reconnect with that feminine part of me. And people noticed. Like, I would have people come up to me and say, I don't know exactly what it is, but there's something different about you. And really, all that I did is that I moved more out of my head and more into my heart. And I started to use both of those parts.
Wow. And when you said that, that just gave me goosebumps thinking about what you just said.
Because we need both. Mm-hmm. We need both. And so a big part of my job was employee relations. And I could see that when people came in my office, it had nothing to do with the incident at hand. Because I was starting to really tap into my intuition, and I had been through so much of my own story, I could see very clearly that this has nothing to do with Johnny being late. Johnny's got this feeling about himself that he's still cultivating from all those years ago. And so I started being vulnerable. And as appropriate, in appropriate way, mm-hmm. sometimes I would share parts of my story. And that would allow people their permission to say, wow, okay, first of all, nobody ever saw that in me. And really having that human experience, my motto in human resources is, I put the human back in human resources.
Yeah.
And so I could see a really big difference, and people were reacting to that.
Wow, that's great. And then take us from there to starting your own business. What made you decide to leave your successful job and segue into starting your own business?
So when I went to the retreat, I'd actually like to say a quick story about how I even went to that retreat, because it talks a lot about the intuition.
Sure.
I had seen on Super Soul Sunday, Oprah Winfrey, I love that program. There was a program on there, and there was a coach talking about some things, and it caught my attention. I started following this coach, and then actually went to one of their seminars. And then lo and behold, this email popped into my email box about a retreat, except for I didn't see it at first. You know, you get a lot of mail, and I totally missed it. And every now and then I go and clean out everything, and I cleaned it out, and here was this retreat. And I was like, what is this? You had to literally apply, and they get on the phone with you. Well, it was this gentleman's retreat that I went on, and we did the retreat, and that's where I learned about feminine and masculine energy. But I also, we had some time to go do excursions, and one of the excursions, you can go on the mountain and watch the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess who was on the mountain watching the sunrise along with, you know, about 75 other people? Oprah Winfrey.
Oh my gosh.
And so I knew that that was not by accident, and it wasn't because it was Oprah. I mean, I love Oprah, but it was that full circle moment of that when we lean into that intuition part and then just take the next step in like blind faith, that's when things show up. So just understanding that part of it, that, you know, it's a full circle journey. So that seed was planted in me at that time. And I kept increasing more and more about the self-development. I did a lot of training at work. I did a lot of employee relations. And I would just start sneaking in little pieces because I still was in HR.
Right.
And there are restrictions when you're the head of HR. So I would, you know, kind of sneak in. And then my boss would bring things to me. And I'm like, hey, you're on that self-development path too. So when we start being visible, it's like we attract that energy, and it just became a point where I could not ignore it. It was a very quiet whisper, and then it got louder and louder and louder, and pretty soon I pretty much got hit over the head with a frying pan. And in this time, I had worked individually with some life coaches, and I knew how much that had changed my life, the retreat aspect and the coaching aspect. Being supported by like-minded other women in the group, that I just knew I just completely 1000% knew that that was going to be my next step. And that was what was in my heart. Now in my head was, are you crazy?
Right.
You're the senior vice president of human resources. This is what you've worked for and worked for and worked for. That's what everybody works for. You have a great job. You get paid really good money. You have great benefits. You love what you do and you love the people you work with. What in the world would cause you to move in this direction? And I knew enough from all the self-development work that I didn't have to figure that part out. I just had to say yes. And so I started getting a little restless at work. Like I literally felt uncomfortable sitting in my chair. So, you know, when we don't move, things will happen to help us move. And so I made the decision and I put in my 6 months notice and I haven't looked back.
Oh, that's great. So tell us what a little bit about your business, what you offer to folks.
Okay, so my business is Leadership Revolution, and it's basically an opportunity. I work with women professionals to help them get out of their head and into their heart and make that reconciliation. I know that there's things that are buried, so I help to work through some of those. Retreats are definitely one of the vehicles that I use, along with I love to do the group community. I have a 9-month program. We meet every 2 weeks, and then there's some individual, etc., because we can do all this transformation and we can feel like, oh, I went to a workshop or I read a book or I went to this retreat and I'm feeling really good. Then we insert ourselves into regular life. And guess what happens? First of all, we're changing. And our soul is like, no, 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 no. I know that. I'm safe over there. And so we start getting back into what we know. And until we get surrounded by people that can help support us on that journey, it's easy to stay stuck.
Right. It's just like any habit. Any habit that you're trying to establish, it takes time.
This is all learned behavior. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in our 50s, we have learned a lot of things that is not just going to shift overnight.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so that's the main things I do. And I do some workshops and things of that nature, too.
And you recently had a retreat.
I did. And it was wonderful. It's so amazing. And I'm so honored to see people transform in front of you. Like, you know, when they come into the room, because here's the deal. I'm only 2 or 3 steps ahead of the women that I serve. And my coach is 2 to 3 steps ahead of me. You know, you don't have to be Mother Teresa or Gandhi. You just have to be a couple of steps ahead. So the retreat, it was just lovely. It was awesome. It was great to see those transformations. And we had fun too. You know, yes, this stuff can be tricky and it takes dedication and commitment for those true transformations that last. But we want to do that because we want to get to that sense of freedom. Because a lot of times we get stuck in so much improving and doing and showing the world, hey, I'm good enough, that we get to be sticks in the mud and we're not very much fun and we're not having much fun and we're uptight and we're not light. And boy, when you can shed that, it's just, it's a whole different perspective.
Oh yeah. That sounds wonderful. Please tell us how our listeners can find out more about you.
Yes, awesome. So there's a couple of ways. You can certainly follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram under Leadership Revolution. You can also find me on LinkedIn under Wendy Lee. And also I do Transformational Tuesdays. It's a live Facebook. So if you catch me on Instagram or on Facebook, you can sign up so that you can see it's 10:30 every Tuesdays. And I also do have another retreat that we're in the midst of scheduling for April.
Oh, that's great. And where will that be?
So It's to be determined, but more than likely it will be in the Austin area. So I've got some people that could not make the last one, and so we're following back up, and we're going to be making some final decisions here in the last 2 weeks. And also, I would like to just offer to any of your listeners that if there's something about this that you've leaned into and you're like, I understand that, I would love to connect with you and just have a conversation about it. So I am going to offer a complimentary phone call. It'll be 45 minutes. It's normally $199 value, but I'd like to offer it to the listeners today for complimentary. And you can go to leadhershiprevolution.com. That's the website. And you can go to /connect. And it's really a chance to connect to see if there's any other way that I could support or serve you.
Oh, that's very generous of you. And I just want to let our listeners know that all of Wendy's information will be on my personality page on Inspire News Radio. And all of her links, social media links, her website, the special link that she's talking about just now. So if you're so inclined, please take advantage of that. It's not often that you get an offer like this. We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you a couple of questions. We want to tie this back into our listening audience, which is people over 50 who either left their job to start their own business or maybe came out of retirement to start a business, or maybe they're on the fence and not quite sure what they want to do with their lives. Please tell us a couple of things that you know now that might have made your journey easier to start your business.
So the transformation is simple, but it's not easy. It was a difficult transition. I went from being surrounded by a lot of people and knowing what I was doing and being confident into that, into some days not knowing what I was doing. And also I had to kind of mourn the corporate world and where I was. So there's a couple of things. One, understand that it is a process. You're going to feel ups and downs as you're making any transition, and that's okay. The second thing is make sure you are supported, whether that's through networking groups of other women that are in the same boat that you are, or coaching or something that supports you through this process, because you don't have to do it alone. And I guarantee you, all of the thoughts, the ups, downs, goods, bads, everything about it, we all have felt that way before, but it is 1,000% worth it to follow your dreams. And I feel like we get this calling in our 50s because we can no longer say no. We say yes to everybody else and everything around us our whole lives. And at some point, our soul says, time out. You know, and instead of us buying a red Corvette, we have a crisis within ourselves that just needs to say, okay. I actually say crisis is cry-sis. It's okay that we have this emotional time that we need to figure out who we are, so that we can then get to where we're meant to be. And the beautiful thing is, yes, it happens at 50, but I'm seeing younger women as well starting to dig into this even earlier. So it's wonderful that we're showing the way to other people at this age, as well as other young ladies that are coming up too.
Right. Very sage advice. It really, the last part of what you were talking about really does apply to everyone, men and women as well.
Yes. Absolutely.
So I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I've thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with you.
I appreciate it. And thank you for having programs like this. The more we talk about this, the more we can connect. And I really appreciate what you're doing. And thank you for the opportunity to be a part of the show as well, Karen.
Oh, my pleasure.
You've been listening to Silver Linings on InspiredNewsRadio.com with your host, Karen George. Tune in regularly to hear more stories from people who have started businesses after age 50. Remember, it's never too late to find your silver linings.